7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this Sunday. Some of you have had snow, some of you have got beautiful blue sky, and you're all anxious to get in that garden and watch the plants grow. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. So keep thinking positive. And I really want to help to motivate you. So Johnny's selected seed from Albion, Maine is going to be working with us. This is our second day of 16 weeks where we're going to be talking about the vegetable garden, the new varieties, the new hybrids, and what goes into it and how to grow them better. So if you have a vegetable garden, make sure that you tune in each and every week. And today we have a special treat. We have Steve Bellavia, and he has been working with Johnny's Selected Seed for 21 years. And he has got one of the best jobs in the entire company, and I'm going to have him tell you what he does. Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you. I'm excited because I know you're going to motivate people, get them excited, and beginning to think about planting. Even though we did get some good snow last night, and there's more snow coming on Tuesday, we got to get excited because it's going to be that time of the year before we know it. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, Steve, and what you're currently doing at Johnny's Selected Seeds.
Sure, Johnny's. What I do is I work in the vegetable trials department, and what I do is I manage some of the different crops, setting up the trials and then evaluating the trials. And once you evaluate, and then you make decisions on varieties that you might want to put into the catalog. But the process starts really in the previous fall, where you'll collect all the data. For this year, for 2013, we collected all the data in the fall, and we reviewed it, and we decided which varieties we want to trial again in 2014. And then in 2014, we also talked with some of our companies that we get seeds from, some of the big breeding companies, and we get new samples and then last year's samples, and then we basically put them into big spreadsheets and then decide what we want to plant this year.
So your job is to try everything that's new and see what happens, and then select the best of the best, and then add that to the Johnny's seed catalog, which I think is great. I mean, I would love to have a garden as big as you have to grow everything that you want to grow in that garden. What a job that would be. I'd love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun doing this work.
Now, you and I were talking last night, and you told me something that I was not aware of, and everybody out there grows green beans, and we had talked about telling the difference between growing a bush bean or a pole bean, and I said to you, compared to the vegetables that you pick fresh to the supermarket, they have a much different tastes. And you told me something that I never knew before about supermarket green beans. Tell our listening audience what you told me.
Sure. A lot of the beans that are sold in the supermarkets, they're bred to be straight. And in order to breed for a really super straight bean, they have to breed it to have a fair amount of fiber in it. And that'll keep the bean straight while it's growing. It also helps when they pick it with a machine. But because of that fiber, that's why when you get beans at the store and cook them, they'll never get completely tender. They'll usually have a little bit of toughness in them. So to get a nice, good, tender green bean, you really have to either grow it yourself or maybe get it from a local farmer's market where the grower is using a nice bean that has a nice soft consistency rather than that tough fiber like you get in the supermarket.
Okay, so if you're going to a farmer's market and you've got your choice of a bean that's nice and straight or one that's curled, always take the curled one. There'll be less fiber, they'll be sweeter, and they're going to be more tender. Now, what's the difference between a pole bean and a bush bean?
Obviously, the biggest difference is a pole bean climbs, so you have to put some kind of a trellis system or poles for them to climb up. But if you think about a pole bean, it has a lot of leaves and a good number of beans, but I think the leaf to bean ratio is pretty high, so you have a lot of sugars and carbohydrates going from those plants into the beans. So what you end up with a bean that's a lot more sweet and better tasting than a bush bean. If you think about a bush bean, you probably have more beans relative to leaves, so you don't get the sugars and starches that you do in a pole bean.
So if you were to compare a bush to a pole, you're going to have more sugars and a sweeter bean than one that's a bush type.
Yes, and just more of a beany taste, too, in addition to the sweetness. And so, yeah, they're just superior in just about all different, any way you look at it.
Now, how about harvesting time? Will a bush compared to a pole bean, will you harvest the plant for the same amount of time?
What I like about pole beans is that you get a much longer harvest window. You can harvest pole beans probably around a month. That's what I usually get in my garden. The critical thing is to make sure you keep them picked. If you let the beans get big, the plants will start making new beans. So even if you're not going to eat them, pick them and give them to your friends, but don't let them get over mature on the pole bean or they'll stop producing.
So the more you pick, the more they're going to produce.
They'll keep producing for a while. Eventually, they'll peter out.
Right.
Usually, the first two or three pickings will be the best, and then they'll start to peter out over time. And bush beans, you get a couple of weeks of harvest there because they're determinant plants. So you harvest them a couple of times, and then they're done producing.
Okay. Now, if people are going to buy a pole bean and they're going to go to the Johnny Selected Seed, what pole bean do you recommend that will give them the wow factor?
My favorite one to eat fresh out of the garden is one called Vortex. It's a nice long bean. You can harvest it from around 7 inches or so all the way up to about 10 inches. And what's particularly nice about it is it stays tender even when it gets really big and even a little bit oversized. So if you have to work during the week and can't get to picking them every few days, they'll get big, but they'll still be really good quality when you eat them.
Okay.
In fact, so, let's say you have to be gone for 5 days. You come home and the Vortex beans are big, but they're still good, whereas the bush beans would be gone by at that point.
Okay. Now, do you have a favorite bush bean?
My favorite bush bean is probably Easy Pick. It's a really good quality for a bush bean. It's really sweet and tender. And it actually, the name Easy Pick refers to how easy it is to pick. It just comes right off the plant when you pull it.
Wow. Now, all of these can be found in your catalog, right?
Correct.
Okay. So Now, how does our listeners, how do they get a catalog so that they can look through it and select this Vortex pole bean or this early pick bush bean?
They could either go to our website, which is johnnyseeds.com, JohnnySeeds.com, or they could call us at toll-free at 877-564-6697. We'd be glad to send them a catalog.
And the catalog, what's the cost of the catalog?
The catalog's free.
The catalog's free. Now, one thing that I love about your catalog is you begin the category of beans and you tell people how to grow them. No other catalog company does that. And to me, that is a big, big help. So if you want good information, I mean, this is almost like a gardening book. You can get that much information about it. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about peppers. And Steve has got a new variety of peppers that will outdo the traditional bell because of their flavor and texture and everything else. So don't go away.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Johnny's Selected Seeds from Albion, Maine, and Steve Bellavia. And he's been telling us about some great pole beans and bush beans and the difference between the two of them. And he also did some work with peppers. Steve, tell us what you found out about peppers and what are the best varieties.
Well, it's interesting, Paul. The default sweet pepper for most gardeners tends to be the bell pepper, and they're ubiquitous in supermarkets. Everybody grows them, but one of my goals is to try to get people to try some of the other sweet peppers, the reason being that I think that the flavor is a lot better. My favorite sweet pepper that Johnny's offers is one called Carmen, which is one of those long Italian sweet frying peppers that are about 6 inches long or so. They're kind of tapered. They call them Corno de Toros in Italy. Mm-hmm. And if you compare that with a bell pepper, it's like night and day. The Carmen pepper is a lot sweeter and just has a lot nicer pepper taste than the bells. And if you're in an area that tends to be cooler, like New England or maybe the northern tier of the country, they seem to be a little bit more reliable at producing peppers than the bells too.
Terrific.
So
now,
how about
people
that one in all America? So yeah. Well,
it is. So it is one of the all Americans, and I know Johnny Select has had many of their varieties nominated and won for the all American selection. Now, how about people that love hot peppers?
Hot peppers. If you're talking about really hot peppers, if you think about habaneros, they're a pepper that's erratic in the north. They're slow to bear and you don't get a very good yield normally. What I would recommend is a variety called Hot Paper Lantern. It's similar to the normal habanero, except instead of being orange, it's red and it's a little bit longer. It's just as hot and spicy, but it's a lot earlier to mature and yields a lot more.
And they will do better in a cooler climate.
Yes, you'll probably get several times the yield that you would off a normal habanero pepper. And if you were to go in a warmer area, I think it also would perform very well.
Wonderful. Now,
it's a beautiful fruit, too. It's a nice, long, red fruit. It has a typical habanero heat and that nice floral aroma to it.
Now, one of the things that you said that you enjoyed because you enjoyed growing them and eating them were salad greens. What are your favorite salad greens that people should be growing in their garden this year?
For greens, so you're talking about just like a regular toss salad?
Yeah.
Well, I think that arugula is a very nice addition to salads. I think that's kind of a critical component to have in a salad. And there are two types. There's one called salad arugula, which is the big leaf one you'll often see in the markets. It has a little bit of a spicy taste. Then there's one called the wild arugula, which is a little smaller leaf but has a lot sharper taste to it.
Now, are there any of the leaf type or head type lettuce that you would like to see people grow in their garden?
There's a new mini romaine we have called Fenberg, and what's really nice about it, it's a small, real small, dense, compact plant. It's not a huge romaine like a traditional one, so
mm-hmm.
you can easily make a couple or three salads out of it and use the whole head instead of have to find room in your icebox to put the leftover.
Okay. Now, what was the name of that one again?
It's called Fenberg.
Okay. And that's something. Now, all of these can be started indoors in seed trays and transplanted, or would you rather that these greens be planted directly into the garden?
Arugula, you could do a couple of things. You could grow it in a window box in your house because you could harvest it in 3 weeks and just eat it right out of the window box. If you don't do that, usually it would be direct seeded. It's not usually transplanted, but you could. But usually it would be direct seeded. The Fenberg lettuce, I would say you usually would get better luck transplanting lettuce than you would direct seeding, unless you have really nice, fine soil without a lot of rocks. Then you could do it. You could direct seed it or transplant it.
Wonderful. Steve, time just flies by when we talk about plants. And I want to thank you for all of your information. Folks, go to the website, call the number, and I'll give it to you. Get that catalog now.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday. Some of you got snow, some of you missed it, and you were lucky, and some of you really, really got buried. Down East Maine got up to 20 inches of snow yesterday and last night. My house in Kennebunk, we got about 8 inches. And there's another storm due in on Tuesday. Don't let it get you down. Don't get discouraged. February is, if we're going to have a winter, February is the month that really gives you the double punch. And we've had it pretty good up to now. So think positive. That's why we're doing things like vegetable school, to get you motivated and to learn about the different types of plants. And Johnny Select Seed, they've got a great catalog. So just go on their website, and it's johnnyselectseeds.com, and just ask them to send you a catalog, and I'll tell you, there is so much information in that catalog. each time you start a new category, it tells you how to plant it, when to plant it, how to feed it, how to water, exposure, spacing, everything. So it's like a free gardening book, and you're getting the best of the best. And these varieties that we're talking about are the ones that they feel is the best for you. You know, a lot of you are accustomed to going to a garden center and you buy tender best beans. It's been around for 100 years. But the new bush bean, Easy Pick, same thing, is going to give you much more flavor and more production. And this pole bean, Vortex, the same thing. And the thing that I like the most is he gives you information. Like the supermarket beans that you buy, and when you go to the supermarket to buy your beans, you're going to see that they're all straight. And they were bred that way. And to keep them straight, there's more fiber. If you want to eat fiber, that's great. But there's less flavor, and they're going to be tougher compared to the beans that grow crooked from your garden. Isn't that something, huh? Everything is bred for a reason, and the supermarket beans are grown to keep them straight so they can package them, and they'll look better to you. But I like a crooked bean now, and I'm going to be doing that. So we're going to take the information every week after we've talked with Johnny's, and we're going to put it in the newsletter. And so if you don't get the newsletter, all you need to do is to go to my website, which is paulparent.com. paulparent.com. Click on email newsletter, put in your email address, hit submit, and every Thursday you will get a newsletter. And there'll be 3 stories and a whole bunch of information. So do it. And if you have friends that are gardeners and they're looking for some help, tell them to do it. And believe me, in the next few weeks here, we're going to give you a lot of information about your vegetable garden that will make you a better gardener. And you can print it and save it. And so that way when you plant, you'll know what to do. But in the meantime, go to Johnny Select Seed and get that free catalog. And each week we'll talk about different vegetables, and you can order something that's new. And the one thing that you can be assured of, Johnny Select Seed does not, and I'll repeat, does not sell genetically modified seed. Everything is naturally pollinated or hybridized. They do not change the genetics like Monsanto and Dow Chemical are doing to corn seeds and other crops. And that's something we want to avoid in our garden. Okay? Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Adith from South Carolina with a question about Christmas cactus.
Good morning. Tell me about your Christmas cactus. What is going on with it?
Well, what happened is someone gave us a plant for Christmas, and it looks as if it, you know, they put 5 or 6 in one little bitty pot.
Right.
And that's the way it is, and it just in the. What it's in feels like concrete. So I guess I need to take it out, and I didn't know whether to separate all these different plants or not.
No, I would not separate them, because if you do, the roots are so entangled right now that you would cause some damage.
That's what I thought.
So it's in, what, like a 4-inch pot right now?
Yes.
Okay, then move it to a 6-inch pot.
6-inch, okay.
And then when the weather gets better, and for you being further south than we are in Maine, in North Carolina, then I would say that by April, you in the threat of frost being over where you live, you can put it outside.
Oh, okay.
And put it on a deck, a porch, or patio. Put some dynamite fertilizer or a product similar to that.
Okay.
I want, if you can't use a slow-release, continuous fertilizer, then use a liquid on a monthly basis, and that plant will double in size from now until September.
Okay.
Now, in September, again, you're a little bit warmer than I am in Maine. So,
oh, yeah.
In Maine, usually by the time the kids start school in September, I'm starting to bring plants inside for the year.
Okay.
The Christmas cactus, keep it outside until the weatherman says there's a chance of a frost. Then bring it in. The longer you can keep it out in cool weather, the later it's going to bloom for you. And that's why some people who bring it in early have them blooming for Thanksgiving and not for Christmas.
Okay.
And then when you bring it in, keep it as cool as you can. Now, once you bring it inside the house, I want you to cut back on the amount of water. So you want to run it a little bit on the dry side. You never want to really have it muddy or the pot feel real, real heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And that will make the flowers last longer.
How about the soil? When I change this pot...
What you want to buy is an artificial soil. The black gold is sold all over the United States, and their potting soil has a little bit of bark mulch. It has a lot of compost. It has some vermiculite. It has worm castings in it. And it is just a wonderful potting soil.
Okay.
And totally sterile. And you can use it to start seedlings, or you can use it to repot all of your tropical and flowering plants.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. I've been looking at it since Christmas, thinking I should call you.
Well, I'm glad you did. But
yes.
I'll tell you, you're going to be even gladder when we get into the fall and early winter, because that plant will actually double in size, and it can stay in that pot for 2 years.
For 2 years, I've written that down.
Okay.
Okay.
And then on the third year, you want to move it from a 6 to an 8-inch pot, and it will double in size again. And I'll tell you, within a 5-year period, your plant right now that's probably about 6-7 inches in diameter,
yes,
in a 5-year period, that plant is going to be, I'm going to guess, 15 to 18 inches in diameter, and you're going to have literally hundreds of flower buds. Now, the other thing, as soon as your Christmas cactus has finished flowering, Christmas cactus needs short days and cool temperatures. So if you have a bedroom that you're not using, cool it off by shutting some of the heat down a little bit. Not so that it's going to freeze, but, you know, cool it down a little bit. And that plant will make all new flower buds and will be in bloom, I'm going to say, by late March, early April.
Oh, so
that
it will bloom twice?
Yeah, it will bloom twice. Now, the whole secret is You've got to give it short days. So okay. if you leave the Christmas cactus in your living room and you're watching the news at 11 o'clock and all the lights are on, the plant is going to think that the days are long.
Okay.
And it will not make flower buds. So put it someplace that when it gets dark, it stays dark. And keep it cool, and it will bloom a second time, not as many buds as it did originally, but you're going to have probably 60% of what you had for your Christmas flowering.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
I thank you, and we appreciate you listening to the show and calling. Have a great day now. Our phone number, it's toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll work together, just like we did with this Christmas cactus. You can't be scared to call. And don't be embarrassed to call. Say, oh, they're going to think it's a dumb question. How do you learn? You ask. And believe me, I have killed more plants than most of you listening to the program. And that's how I learned. Sometimes it's a good deal, sometimes it's not. Especially if it's an expensive plant. So call me and I'll share my knowledge with you. And that way, it will encourage you to try something new for your garden. Okay? That phone number again, 855-660-4261. You talk with Tom. He'll get you set up. And we'll work together. So, just like the lady with the beautiful Christmas cactus, she never knew you could get two blooms from it. You can, but you got to ask the questions, and that's why I'm here. Call me.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. It will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and it will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to improve your gardening skills. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Anne from Mass with a question about tomatoes.
Anne, good morning. Welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your tomatoes?
Hello, good morning. I don't have a very large garden, but I do love my fresh tomatoes. But I always have black spots in the middle of them.
On the underside?
Sometimes underside, and sometimes the tomato looks perfect, but the inside is all black.
Okay. What that is called is blossom end rot. And it's because you have a lack of calcium in your soil, and calcium is lime.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So what you need to do for the vegetable garden, a 50-pound bag of lime will treat 500 square feet. Okay? And
yes,
if you can get to the garden, then put it down now. If you cannot, because of the snow and everything else going out.
That's for sure.
there's a company called Jonathan Green.
Jonathan Green?
Yep. And they sell a product called Magic Cal. And Magic Cal is a new lime product that you apply it at the time that you prepare your soil for planting, and it will give you results in a two-week period. The old-fashioned powdered lime will take 6 months. So get some of the Jonathan Green Magic Cal and put it on your garden. Now, the other thing I want you to do while you're there is I want you to pick up a bag of a product called Tomato Maker. And Tomato Maker is all organic. It's made by a company called Organocide. They're from Florida, which is the state that grows more tomatoes than any state in the country.
Yes.
And you're going to follow the recommendations. And at the time of planting, put some magic, some Tomato Maker in the ground. Set your plants in, and it will eliminate all of the black that's inside your fruit after you've waited the whole season. It turns red, you slice it, and
exactly, and
then you got to throw it away, and you get so excited. So,
yes, I mean, I don't dare take a bite of a nice fresh tomato unless I cut it open to check inside first.
And I know exactly how you mean. You wait so long for the fresh tomato. But if you can put down some of the Magic Cal, and it's going to help your tomatoes, your peppers, your squash, your cucumbers, because it will get the acidity out of your ground, and your plants will be able to pick up the fertilizer that's in the ground and the one that you're adding much better, and it will eliminate this blossom and rot. So Magic Cal,
yes.
And then when you plant, Tomato Maker.
Right, yeah, okay. I know, because it's like I don't have a very large garden. I did just listen to the string beans from Johnny Celeb, so I wrote that down. Now it's like, okay, now I have a problem with tomatoes. Let me call.
Okay, great. Because, see, if people grow tomatoes in pots, they tend to get more blossom end rot than they do in the vegetable garden. So if those of you listening, if you've grown tomatoes in boxes, in containers, in pots, and just like Ann, the first few tomatoes are the ones that you've been waiting for, have that black, that's blossom end rot, and it can be cured with Magic Cal at the time of planting, and then Tomato Maker, and you're going to be in great shape. Our phone number. Thank you very much.
I'll let you know at the end of the season what happens.
Perfect. Yes, I would like that. Good. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Don't be shy. Call, and we'll help you out.
I tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.